Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This week on Morning Edition, we're looking at the financial and emotional toll of home ownership in this economy, when many are struggling to make the monthly nut, that mortgage payment. It can be a struggle forgotten amid the hype of the American dream. Yesterday, we heard from a Mattapan family relieved to be losing their home. In part two of our series, which we call The Depreciating American Dream, today we hear from a New Hampshire family with similar doubts about home ownership. WBUR's Kurt Nickisch reports.
Andrea and Raymond Quenville think they timed it about as well as they could, taking the plunge last year at what they considered a low point in the market. They bought a yellow house in Merrimack, New Hampshire.
Four bathrooms. A two-car garage, and then upstairs we have five bedrooms.
We have a bathroom downstairs.
Yes. For a family of six, it's really nice to have so much space.
3,000 square feet is enough for Raymond to have a room stacked with guitars and a sound mixing board. He records music, at least when he has time. And upstairs, Andrea has her own sewing room. She crafts tote bags with flower and animal prints and sells them online. Although she admits it's more of a hobby than a moneymaker.
Maybe this is one reason why I have buyer's remorse. My fabric budget has drastically decreased.
When Andrea and Raymond first met, they discovered they shared a love of the outdoors. They kept hiking and camping when they had children. Even when Andrea was 8 months pregnant, she slept in a tent. They named two of their kids after national parks, Bryce and Acadia, the one where they married. So the house with a porch under tall pines looked good to them. Raymond timed the purchase so they got the first-time homebuyer tax credit, and he figured buying a teenage house would mean less maintenance.
One of the things the inspector missed was that the roof was in worse shape than we thought, and so the tax credit went straight into the market, and we bought a new roof over the fall.
The day the roofers came is the same day the hot water heater failed, leaking in the basement. Raymond and Andrea always knew there'd be costs to owning. It's just different when you're actually writing the checks. To save money, they're trying to do more on their own, but that means more time. Take the leaky shower repair that Andrea says has put one bathroom out of commission.
I think we started this project in July, and it's now March.
They haven't been camping since they bought the house. Now their weekends are for raking. Soon they'll have to mow once a week. When it's not the yard, it's fix-it projects in the house. Raymond does miss the days when they were renting, when the weekends were theirs. He's an engineer and works long hours in Lexington. On a bad day, his commute is 90 minutes each way. Sometimes he gets home to see in his kids the same disappointed look he remembers making when he was young, watching his dad reach for the toolbox after getting home.
I find myself struggling with that same balance. The kids always want to play with me, and I come home from work, and there's things that need to get done. And that to me, is one of the biggest struggles with the home ownership, is just having enough time to play with the kids.
Raymond says home ownership doesn't make as much financial sense as it did for his parents a generation ago, but he's trying to persuade Andrea that it will pay off eventually. He says those big mortgage payments are good because it forces them to put money into the house instead of another guitar or another bolt of fabric. But the trade-offs work against them, too. For now, to manage the payment, Raymond is contributing less to his retirement plan, which means giving up some of the money his employer puts in as well. The house debt, owing more than $330,000, worries Andrea.
I feel like with renting, we had more of a safety net. Which is strange because, you know, everyone thinks you buy a home and it's stable and safe and you'll be there for a long time. And it's, you know, the cornerstone of being an adult and seen as a sign of wealth. Now, in this economy, it doesn't seem that that's true.
The house has dropped in value since they moved in. Andrea Quenville realizes this is the choice she and Raymond made. It's not like they'd pick up and rent today if someone made an offer. But she wants to be a better mother, raise good kids, and she worries home ownership undermines that.
It's overwhelming and it's a burden that weighs on me, and I'm sure it colors how I see other things and it impacts how I parent and how much patience I have, and, you know, it just spreads through your life.
There are days Andrea is glad they bought the house. Other days, she wishes they were still renting. For WBUR, I'm Kurt Nickisch.